Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Work for Life show. I'm your host, I'm your leader, and I want to thank you for taking time to listen in on this Friday evening. I'm going to talk to you today about house helpers services. There are a lot of things going on in America, and there are a lot of people who are unemployed who want to be working. And there are a lot of people who are employed but not making enough money. Those are the things I want to talk with you about. Regardless of what is going on in America, in this land of opportunity, I want you to know that the land of opportunity still exists, but every effort has to come from you. Because there are a lot of obstacles out there that's been thrown into your path that can stop you. But I'm going to say to you this Friday evening, don't let nothing stop you. What you want is out there, and it is time for us, all of us who are citizens of this great land of opportunity, to challenge ourselves. Because one thing we know for sure, anything at all we know for sure, is that jobless people cannot add to our economy. Jobless people cannot increase the wealth of America. It is time for all working class citizens to begin to challenge themselves. It is time for working class citizens to demand jobs from your area franchises and CEOs, or start businesses in your area. You can do this. The Work for Life show is here to guide you. You can do this. Nothing comes easy. Absolutely, positively, nothing comes easy. Not ever, not never. You have to set a goal. You have to organize steps to reach the goal. You will hit brick walls, but you need to be prepared so that you will bounce back and find a way to leap over it if you have to. You have to continue with your goal if your goal is earnings. It's up to you to organize. You cannot do this alone. You have to depend on others in some shape, form, or fashion. Now, I'm going to talk to you today about house helper services. Because house helper services is a win-win-win situation, solution for you, for your community, people in your community, and for the residents, and for the merchants in your community. Let me say that again. It is a win-win-win situation for you, for the residents in your community, and for the merchants in your community. House helper services is something that anybody that have ever worked or had a desire to work, you can do it. The time is now to build the communities across America that we've never ever really had. But the time is now to do it. And you can do it with house helper services. You can be a worker, you can be a supervisor, or you can be an investor. But you can gain monies, earnings, profits. Time was in America, all communities were marginalized and separate, but in no way equal. Well, it's time for us to have equality in every community in America. And that means every citizen who's of working class age must get involved. If you do not have the need to work, there has to be something you can do for your community. You see, for the first time in America, I see opportunities that I've never seen before. Opportunities I've never seen before for everyone, not just some people. There have been booms, economic booms, but everybody couldn't take advantage of them. We are living in a time now, and it is a time of an economic boom. Do not fool yourself. You have to work to bring to your door what it is you desire. Yes, communities are separate in a lot of ways now, but there is a lot of equality in a lot of communities, because pretty much if you got a car, a telephone, and a computer, it ain't nothing you can't do. There was a time when people over in other communities might would have had those things, but not every community. Well, those are things that's easily accessible for every community. And it is time, America, it is time to build the community across America that we all have never had and we all can reap. There have been times when there was not jobs for all communities. The pay levels, which is pretty much now a lot of it, except for it's not as bad now as it have been in the past. Because I come up in a time as a young adult where I couldn't expect to have a certain type of job. I couldn't expect to have the same pay level as people that worked beside me. Housing wasn't affordable to me as it was in another part of the city for other people. Access to businesses was not the same. City services was not the same. And I could not even access certain city services. Policing, nowhere close to the same. Even though we have problems now, there were times when police didn't even come into our communities. Quality of goods and services, we got everything other communities didn't want, or we didn't get nothing at all. So to build the communities that we desire, we must do the work to gain what we deserve. And we can do that now with house helper services. We can create our own businesses. We can take advantage of those businesses that's in our community being headed up by residents of our community, by paying people in our communities to provide services for us. House helper services builds communities. Yes, they do. Today is Friday, November 13, 2015. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Time, and this show comes to you from Houston, Texas. Today, we at Work for Life will share with you how to build the community that thrives and that you will be pleased to come home to. How to do this, you ask? With house helper services. Work for Life has all the lowdown on how to gain a 9-to-5 in less than 30 days, if that's what you want. We also have the tips on how to start a house helper service business in your community in less than 30 days, if that's what you want. There are lots of services that you can successfully provide from your home using your car, a phone, and a computer. Simple. House helper services requires workers, supervisors, and investors to build better communities, to change communities and change cities and change our nation. We at the Work for Life show are currently recruiting workers, supervisors, and investors. The house helper services we are doing now are lawn care, housekeeping, handyman, and personal assistance. So I'm asking you now, are you the one to be the change? Are you a worker that's willing to get out there and work and start earning money? Are you a supervisor that's willing to head up one of these services and keep people working? Are you an investor who's willing to invest time, money, effort, experience in these services and receive return on your financial efforts? If that's the case, then right here at Blog Talk Radio, you can contact me by following me and sending me a message on the message board. Or you can send me an email, wfl@workforlife.net. Or you can follow me on Twitter. Follow me. Twitter at Work for Life, BEA, takes to get started. And if you are unemployed and you've been unemployed for some time and haven't been able to find work, then House Helper Services is where you want to start today. Start today to build the community you desire and put money in your pocket. Whether you want a 9-to-5 job, a home-based business, a storefront business, or you have some type of adventure, your aim is earning beyond everyday needs. And pretty much those are four things, ways people going to earn money. You're either going to get out there and find your 9-to-5 job, you're going to operate a business from home, you're going to set up a storefront business, or you're going to invent something. Anything else is going to give you more trouble than you ever want to see. And if you use one of these, you will reduce trouble in your home, in your communities, crime rates will be going down. You must turn your daily activities into a job if you want a job. Get me? You have to turn your daily activities into hard work, into an actual job, an 8-to-5 job, an 8-to-3 job, a 6-to-2 job. Whatever time you choose to work, you get up, you go to work, you have a plan, you follow those plans. When things don't work out, you set up some more plans. That's what you do. You have to turn your daily activities into a job if you want to get a job. A job where the goal is to get hired, then that's a 9-to-5. You can get one. If your job is that you want a business, then your goal is to get that first customer. We can teach you how here at the Work for Life Show. If your job is to be an investor or to open your own storefront or you want to work on an invention, we can help you with those ideas. Now, I have to admit, when it comes to the inventions, I don't have a lot of experience in that, but I'm willing to work with anybody who's trying to get something done. But the point is, you have to make it a job to reach your goals. And if your goal is a 9-to-5 job, or a home-based business, or a storefront, or to invest, then you got to turn it into a job to make it happen. So you need to do several things all at once, once you decide how you're going to earn money. You have to prepare yourself mentally. You have to prepare yourself by writing out steps on paper, what your plan is. You have to do research on what it is that you've chosen to do to make money. I mean research, learn everything that you can about it. Write out plans, things that you might do. Just write. Then you got to figure out how to market. Now, I have shows on here for every one of these, preparing, research, planning, marketing, even soliciting your business. And those are things you have to do, and they are not difficult. You do a little at a time based on what it is that you're doing. But you do a small amount of everything. Expect long hours. Do work that you are passionate about. Start where you are and take every step forward carefully and don't be afraid. And when the outcome is not what you expected, keep going. Don't stop. Don't let it stop you. Don't get frightened. Keep going. It will work if you turn it into a job. And the job is to have a goal. And you will reach that goal. Give yourself a target date to reach that goal. Have short-term goals and long-term goals. That means there are some goals you're going to reach every day. There are some goals you're going to reach by the end of each week. There are some goals you will reach by the end of the first month. There are goals you will reach by the end of the second month, and so on and so on. You have to evaluate where you are, where you're going. So that means I got 9 steps here. Evaluate. What kind of time do you have available? Know what kind of time you can use. Target that time, schedule that time. What kind of time do you have to make this work? You might have 3 months, you might have 3 weeks to know that if I can't show some kind of return in 3 weeks, I'm going to have to give it up. That's not unrealistic. Because if you say, if I can just get that first customer by the end of 2 weeks, based on what you're doing, you can make it happen. And then you can see yourself. So you got to look at the time that you have available for the entire project and the time that you have available each day. You got to evaluate the skills that you already have that you can use. You have to evaluate the skills that others are going to need to provide for you. You're going to have to evaluate your attitude about the people that you're going to come in contact with daily. Because if your attitude is that you can't deal with certain type of people, and those are the type of people who are going to be your vendors or your customers or whatever, then that's the wrong business for you if you got the wrong attitude. Because you cannot do business with people if you got the wrong attitude with those particular groups of people. Number five, you got to evaluate the funds that you have available right now. What kind of money can you spend? Number six, what kind of money do you need to borrow from others? Number seven, what resources do you have available right now that's going to get you going? Number eight, what resources can you team up with others to obtain? And number nine, what are the possible opportunities out there for you? As far as resources go, funding go, people, skills, everything, what opportunities are out there? These steps, 1 through 9, these are the things that we at the Work for Life show where we come in hand, because we will work together with you to relieve yourself of a lot of problems you would have working by yourself, because now you will have people who are pooling funds, pooling ideas, pooling socialize, so that you're well-rounded and ready to think and prepared and got others you can bounce things off. It's a membership that you can take with you for the rest of your life. The membership itself does not cost you a penny. There are services involved that will cost you. But to join with other people and exchange phone numbers and ideas, no charge. To get questions answered here from the Work for Life show, no charge. No charge. But now, if you decide that that list of 9 things that I read off is what you're going to be needing some help with, that would be a charge. But those things will be done in a manner that's very affordable based on where you are financially. We can help you. We can help you sort out your time, sort out your skills, talk about your attitudes, help you with your funds, help you with whatever resources you're going to need, bring you together with other groups of people so that together you guys can obtain things that you can't go out and buy yourself, like you're a barter from each other, or you're a borrower from each other, or you're a buy at a low price from each other. Those are the kind of things that the membership will do for you. Everything that you need is going to be within your reach if you have decided that you're not going to sit and wait for someone else to come along and say, oh, they're hiring 1,000 people over here. That's not what you should be expecting. You should be expecting to create your own job. And House Helper Services is a way to create your own job, because when you start delivering services, either lawn care, housekeeping, handyman, or personal assistance in your community, people in your community can use these services. Every homeowner can use these services. And when they use these services, they're going to get them from you at a price that's affordable for them. And because you are a resident in the community, you win. Because they are a resident, they win. And because you got merchants there who you're going to be buying supplies and goods and offering services to, they win. So this is a win-win-win solution for everybody. That's what it comes down to. And it'll start with you and with the Work for Life show. And I can promise you, you will not be disappointed if you're ready and willing to do the work now. So are you ready and willing? Are you sure? Because if you're ready to go to work, the Work for Life show is the place to get you working. And all you got to do is send an email or send a tweet or send a message right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. That's all you got to do. That's all it takes to get started. And we will set up and we'll answer questions for you. If you just have questions by email, no problem doing that. Just make it questions that we can answer quickly and won't take an essay. If you want to call, you can call in on any show with your questions. Just remember, nothing comes easy. No one knows everything, but I can promise you in 30 days or less, you will be in a position where you know that you're going to be able to earn money for yourself and for your family or those who depend on you. I have shows here, Work for Life shows here, for any of these areas I've talked with you about. All you need to do is put them in alphabetical order, my archive files, and find the show that you need. That's all you have to do. Nothing comes easy. You have to set a goal. You have to organize. You have to reach out to others. You have to keep a record of what you're doing so you know not to repeat things that's not working. And every time you run into a brick wall, you cannot stop. Come is not what you want every time, but you keep going because nothing comes easy. Okay? So, if you're an investor, a worker, or someone who wants to supervise like an entrepreneur, then those are the people that we're going to be needing because there is room for everybody. Our goal is community action centers across America. Our plan is to involve everyone based on their strengths. And we can promise you that the Work for Life show will give you enough information free to do what you want. But if your growth is beyond the free information, I can guarantee you it'll be well worth it, and you'll know it's worth it before you even spend anything. Membership is free. You have to follow talkradio.com/workforlife or follow on Twitter at workforlife.bea. And, of course, send me an email at wfl@workforlife.net and title it Work for Life Team. That's all you got to do. Team. Teamwork. Just put team in the title of your email so that I'll know. Because it's time for America to get back to work, guys. And we can do it. There are a lot of things going on in America today. Things we cannot fix, things we don't know nothing about, things for sure. We can find jobs. We can be productive. The opportunities are there. The companies are there. The money, the profits are there. People have monies to spend, but they're afraid to spend for lots of different reasons. Fear will stifle a nation. So let the fear go. Claim what it is that you desire. Believe that you're going to receive it. And every day work for that to happen. Turn job search into a job. Turn starting a business into a job. Starting that business should be the job you got. Job search should be the job that you got. When you do that, promise you in less than 30 days, you will see the success that you so deserve. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. I look to hear from you with your questions or your concerns. Until the next time, I'm Bill Leader. Thank you for listening in. Nothing but success will come your way if you learn to be a leader.